Praised be Jesus and Mary. St. Josaphat was born in 1580, died in 1623 as a martyr for Christian unity. He was very successful at bringing back from schism into unity with the Catholic Church those who were members of the so-called Eastern Orthodox churches in what was then the eastern part of the Kingdom of Poland, today Belarus and Ukraine. He was so successful at bringing souls back that he unfortunately caused jealousy and political discontent, which led to him being killed at the age of 43 only. And today we celebrate him as this martyr of Christian unity. And I'd like to share with you today on his memorial, actually a story about purgatory. Why? Because it's the month of November. It's good to keep in mind the necessity of praying for the souls in purgatory, because the story happened in Poland, and remember St. Josaphat was born and lived and died in the Kingdom of Poland. The story happened, in fact, during a mass and at a shrine of Our Lady. So all these are good reasons for me to tell you this short story. And the story goes like this. As you know, sometimes the holy souls in purgatory are allowed by God to appear, to ask for prayers, to draw attention to themselves and to their needs. One of the ways they do that is by actually leaving burn marks on objects. So like they place their hands, even though they have no body, they are allowed to place a burning hand on a book, a corporal in this case, to remind those who are still here in the church militant that the church in purgatory needs their prayers. So one of the most beautiful examples of a hand mark left by a holy soul is that of a deceased priest whose hand was burned into a corporal. And this precious item is preserved in Częstochowa, Poland, at the shrine of Our Lady of Jasna Góra. This corporal with the burned-in hand is not publicly exhibited. It's there, and it's rarely shown to people. It's something that if you ask for, you can see, but it's not on public exhibition. It's carefully packed in a tin box with a glass lid, the kind of boxes in the late 19th century which were used to preserve photographs. This suggests that the event that caused the imprint of the fiery right hand is to be dated not much after 1880, but unfortunately, if there ever was an official document describing this occurrence, it has been lost for quite some time, and only an oral tradition remains in the monastery. Only this story passed from one generation of monks to another. The oldest testimony that we can find is a report, probably written around 1890, by a diocesan priest, a parish priest of Hunsfeld near Wrocław, Poland, who was there on pilgrimage. And he writes, this is the story. He went there on pilgrimage and he saw this relic, let's call it, of a holy soul in purgatory. He says, I was with two confreres in pilgrimage to Częstochowa when one of the monks of the monastery, the sacristan, led us into an adjoining vault and showed us, out of special kindness, this remarkable object, telling us that it was shown only exceptionally. It was a square tin box with a lid. He lifted the lid and we saw lying in it a corporal in which a human hand that must have been red hot had been impressed. The upper layers of the linen were totally burned through. The lower ones were browned increasingly more lightly, because a corporal, when it's folded, the corporal is that square cloth that the priest places on the altar for the celebration of the Mass, so that the consecration happens on that corporal. The chalice, the paten are all placed on the corporal. And at the end of Mass, it's folded up. And when you fold it all up, there's nine layers on top of each other of linen. So this red-hot hand had burned through all these layers, or at least through the top layers. And you know, when you burn a piece of fabric, you know, the hotter it is, the darker the burn mark. And since this was burning through nine layers, they got increasingly lighter and lighter in hue. And then the sacristan explained what the story was of this corporal that he was showing to this priest, to Father Reichel. The following had occurred. Two priests of the monastery had promised one another many years before that, before Father Reichel heard the story, they promised one another that the one who would die first would give the other some sign from the afterlife, some sign from beyond. One of them had died and was already dead for a long time and had never given this sign. So the other priest was still alive, was thinking about this. My friend died a long time ago. He said he'd give me a sign, but he didn't. What's going on? And this was what he was thinking about when one day he had just finished Holy Mass and, as usual, was folding together the corporal in front of him in nine folds. And then the evil doubt went through his head that perhaps there would be no life after death at all. And at that very moment, a hand appeared. It placed itself right on the corporal, this red-hot blazing hand, and immediately disappeared again. How hot the hand was is shown clearly enough by the combustion of the nine layers of folded up linen and in the form exactly of a human hand. Long story short, obviously this priest's doubts were quickly dispelled. He remembered his friend. He realized his friend was in purgatory, in need of his prayers. And even though he had been there already a long time, he had been dead a long time, he still needed prayers to be freed from purgatory. And the short story, again, told in the context of this homily, reminds us that, wow, you know, there's certainly an afterlife, and we know that. And in that afterlife, many souls are currently in purgatory waiting to be released. Some of them are there for a long time before they're released. And if we remember them in this Mass, and if we entrust them to God's mercy, especially through the intercession of our Blessed Lady, we can bring them great relief. We can shorten their sufferings and expedite their purification so that they can come into the presence of God and see Him face to face. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.